Chapter 19. Everyone in town seemed to be interested in, or amused by, or frightened about, the Peeping Tom at large. They knew about him. They didn't know his name, but they knew what he did. The Nighthawk was scared and titillated. He didn't make his usual rounds this Wednesday night. Instead, in civilian dress, he strolled around Paradise, getting a look at the way things were. Shades were down all over town. It made him smile and stirred some sense of power in him. There seemed to be no unusual police activity. No stakeouts, no prowl cars driving slowly through the neighborhoods. The Nighthawk felt faintly disappointed that there was no more police activity. Wasn't much of a police department anyway. And it was encouraging that maybe he could still make his rounds. But not the same way. No one would be careless about their shades anymore. Unless he found an exhibitionist. Wouldn't that be a chuckle, he thought, for a voyeur and an exhibitionist to find each other? That was pretty unlikely, he knew. And he also knew, without quite saying it, that it wouldn't work anyway. He didn't want to keep seeing them. He just wanted to discover their secret and move on and discover someone else's. Maybe he should work another town for a while, until things relaxed. No. He didn't want things to relax, and he preferred to discover his secrets in this town, where he lived, where he knew most of the people. He stopped at the mainland end of the causeway to Paradise Neck and leaned his forearms on the top of the wall and looked at the ocean. It would be awfully frustrating, night after Wednesday night, to be unsuccessful. He hadn't even seen a bedroom in the last 2 weeks. Everywhere, the shades were drawn. There was no wind. The stars were high. The black ocean quietly murmured against the causeway. He stared out to sea. Okay, he thought. A new venue. More risk, yes, but the rewards were greater. He smiled to himself in the darkness. Like the stock market, he thought. Bigger the risk, bigger the reward.